USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton filed a lawsuit Friday to block President Biden's new order halting almost all deportations for the next 100 days, accusing the new administration of overstepping executive powers. Paxton's lawsuit is one of what's likely to be a stream of litigation against Mr. Biden's early moves. Former President Trump faced a similar swarm of lawsuits from Democrat-led states during his term, particularly on immigration matters. The economy, the focus of the Biden administration on the second full day of his presidency, Biden talking about his Build Back Better economic recovery plan.
Our national strategy puts on us on a war footing to aggressively speed up our COVID-19 response, especially on vaccines and testing and reopening our schools.
USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
The product that you have given me here is, as far as I'm concerned, sent to me from heaven. I love it a great deal. It's hard to find anything that's real nowadays. I enjoy it immensely. It's making my life so much better. I feel so much better. And during this pandemic, I have no worries whatsoever. My immune system has got to be at a top-notch level. I don't seem to get colds or anything. I don't know what getting sick is anymore. This is so cool.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Some of the executive orders President Biden is signing is sending workers to the unemployment line.
With the stroke of a pen, President Biden eliminated roughly 52,000 American Union jobs. Revoking the permit for the Keystone XOil pipeline and rejoining the Paris Climate Accord are the contributing factors. A group of Republican senators from Western states, led by Senator Steve Daines of Montana, joined other GOP voices in scoffing President Biden's decision. The administration says it's in national interest to end the pipeline so that other countries can see America moving away from fossil fuels. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
American trust in the media has hit another record low. According to the political website Axios, 56% of Americans agree that journalists and reporters are trying to purposely mislead people by saying things that they know are false or gross exaggerations. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
A former presidential candidate is questioned in the Senate during his confirmation hearing.
Former Democratic presidential candidate Pete Buttigieg defended a decision to halt the Keystone XL pipeline during his confirmation hearing to become the transportation secretary. Senator Ted Cruz, a vocal supporter of former President Trump, criticized President Joe Biden's action canceling the pipeline as part of his flurry of executive orders after the new president's inauguration. The controversial pipeline had been stalled by the Obama administration when Biden was vice president, but it was favored by the Trump administration. Cruz said the move would cost thousands of union-paying jobs. Buttigieg countered by saying that the jobs will be created in the clean environment sector, and the administration can't ignore the negative environmental impact that the pipeline would foster. The former mayor of South Bend, Indiana, was also questioned from Republicans like Senator Mike Lee of Utah and Rick Scott of Florida about dwindling funds because of cheaper gas and the dawn of electric vehicle use. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest News Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
SpaceX is planning its next Falcon 9 rocket launch for Saturday in Florida. The rocket will deploy dozens of microsatellites and more Starlink satellites into orbit. The launch is part of SpaceX Transporter 1 mission serving commercial and government customers. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.